All right, just you know, briefly on the game yesterday. You know, what's frustrating and disappointing is that you know, even though I don't believe we played as well as we're capable of playing, the fact that we had that game with a one score game with about 7 minutes to go in the game, we gave ourselves an opportunity to win. And what we've got to be able to do, and really one of the reasons why we brought in a lot of these veteran players is to, you know, help us get over that hump, because all these games, or at least the majority of these games in the National Football League, are close. A majority of them end up being one-score games. You know, and so we've got to find a way to be able to come up with the plays in the critical moments of the game so that we can come out and win these football games. You know, I mean, I thought, you know, I thought there were some positives. I mean, I thought, you know, the defense taking the ball away a couple of times, one led to a score, one kept them out of the end zone, which was good. Overall, I was pleased with where Derek Carr was and what he was able to go in and do in a hostile environment against good defense. You know, I thought, you know, our defense, even though we didn't play as well as I would have liked, you know, we were you know, able to kind of keep them out of the end zone down there in the red zone, which, you know, kind of kept us in the game and gave us a chance. I think the story of the game really was what it came down to is I thought the run game differential was a big factor in the football game. Their ability to run the ball, our inability to get much going in the running game, and then you know, our inability to get the ball down the field in the passing game. So, you know, it's game one of 16. You know, obviously we all wanted to start out on a positive note, but you know, we've got to learn from that. We've got to move on from it, and we got to get ready for Houston.